To the Unbleaking Ear podcast, the clatter that matters. Heard at theunbleakingear.blogspot.com and available via subscription from the iTunes store. Free subscription, I might add. Costs you nothing. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator, and let me tell you what we just heard. We just heard from the Feelies with the original single version of Fa Se La. That's from a new collection called Orc Records, New York, New York. Just out now on the Numero Group label. Great reissue label. And it's a collection of, I think, the complete discography of the pioneering New York City label Orc Records. Started, I guess, around the mid-70s. Released the first records from not just the Feelies, but also Television, Richard Hell, the DBs. Also put out one of Al Chilton's first solo records. Put out Lester Bangs' record. And tons of other great stuff, not quite as famous. And this collection originally came out as a Record Store Day release of 1645s, but now it's available in more conventional and less expensive formats of a double CD or a quadruple LP, and much easier to find. I don't know if that Record Store Day 45 box set is still available, but you can get these fairly easily, so go out and do that. Lots of great stuff on here. I could probably spend the next several podcasts playing tunes from this this collection. Really amazing. Not just the stuff you know, some of the stuff you may not know is really good as well. Before that, we heard from Sunshine in the Rain with Pale Blue Skies. That's from the B-side of their debut 7-inch, which is called Can't Stop Thinking About You. That's new on the Ernest Jennings Record Company. Sunshine in the Rain, hail from Jersey City, feature four members of the Black Hollies. We're on Unblinking Ear Records' Serious Rockers collection. So they've now got their own release. It was their first ever foray into the public, and I'm quite happy to have been part of that. And now they've got their own record, and it's pretty fantastic. I actually played an early version of that tune, Pedal Blue Skies, on an FMU fill-in, so now we've got the finished version, A-side, fantastic as well. Head it over to their Bandcamp, pick that up. I don't have the URL in front of me, but it should be easy enough to find. Part of that, another Serious Rockers alumni, Expert Alterations with The Past and You. That's from their debut LP, You Can't Always Be Light. That's good advice for anyone. That's out now on Canine Records. Expert Alterations, hail from Baltimore. Put out a 5-song cassette last year, which was reissued at some point this year on the Slumberland labels, 12-inch. But now they've got their first full-length. Really great stuff. Do check it out. Prior to that, Woolen Kits with In the Black. That's from their 7-inch Girl with Heart. Came out a couple months ago on the RIP Society label. Woolen Kits hail from Melbourne, Australia. Share a member with Constant Mongrel. This 7-inch limited to 300 copies, so move fast if you want to get on that. Prior to that, Sweet Talk from their new LP, Double Perfect. We heard Borrow Your Stuff. Just came out on the 12XU label. Second LP from this Austin band. Was lucky enough to see them twice when they were in New York as I was running back and forth watching Mets postseason games and watching the band. And the first time I saw them, the Mets clinched World Series berth, the NL pennant. The second time I saw them, it was the first game of the World Series, and we won't talk about that. It's very upsetting to me. At the top of the set, we heard from Tommy Keane with Out of My Mind. That's from his new album, Laugh in the Dark, new on the Second Motion label. First LP of original material, about 4 years from Mr. Keane. I think his 12th LP overall. Been at it for over 30 years of making great pop music. And his second album, Songs from the Film, from 1986. Just gonna mention because I see that record in every used bin. Always cheap, and if you ever see that record, you should pick it up. It's a great album. Little, you know, production's a little bit dated. It was 1986 after all, but the songs shine through as they do on his new album, so get that as well. Okay, that's it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is something new from Spray Paint here on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
We'll be right back.
the Unbleaking Ear Podcast, and we just heard from, oh boy, a group whose name I cannot say without sounding like a creep. But I'll say it, Black Panties. Ugh, gross. We heard the song Prophet of Hate. That's from a new 7-inch out on the Total Punk label. Second 7-inch from this St. Louis band. Third coming out soon, I believe, on the Windian label. Tip from me, don't Google Black Panties at work. People will think you're a creep. And you know what? Even if you do Google and get the band, you'll still see this record cover, which maybe you don't want to display in the office. Part of that, we heard from Destruction Unit with Salvation. That's from their new album, Negative Feedback Resistor. That's out now on the Sacred Bones label. And in addition to being out on Sacred Bones, it's also available as a free download from Adult Swim, of all places. Just go to adultswim.com/music/destruction-unit. You can download this record for free. It's, I don't know what the deal is there. Adult Swim getting into the punk rock game, I suppose. I know they've been doing that single series that Destruction Unit was part of, but I know they were doing a full album, so good for them, I guess. Destruction Unit, I guess this is their fifth album or something like that. Still haven't seen them live. Apparently they're an amazing live band, so gotta do that. Before that, a band I just saw live, Dead Tenants. We heard a song called Oversight. That's from a self-released cassette called Void, came out earlier this year. Dead Tenants Hail from, well, on their MySpace, they say Queens/Brooklyn. We'll just say Brooklyn. Because I think some Queens have been annexed by Brooklyn at this point. I'm sure the neighborhood they live in, at least. And I gotta give props to my pal Taylor, who just started her own podcast, which is called Direct Obsess. And you can find that over at directobsess.squarespace.com. She played the Dead Tenants on her first edition of the podcast, and I was like, oh, we gotta check this band out. And they're local. How do I not know them? They usurped on my punk rock knowledge here. So, yes, my shame is now your delight, because you get to hear them. Before that, video with Drink It In, that's from their album The Entertainer, just came out on Third Man Records. Yes, that Third Man Records, Jack White's label. I don't know if it's in any crazy configurations, 7-inch buried inside the LP or whatever. Second LP from this Denton, Texas band. Yeah, put out a great LP a couple of years ago, and terrific 7-inches as well. Feature members, I believe, of Wiccans, Bad Sports, Silver Shampoo, Wax Museums. Or at least they did last time I wrote notes about them that I'm copying now. Don't know if that's still the lineup or not. At the top of the set, another fantastic Texas band, Spray Paint. They've got a new album out called Dopers on their own Mono Phonos Press label. We heard a song called Signal Master, fifth LP from Spray Paint. Last one just came out in June, so they are very prolific. I think the first one only came out like 2 years ago or something like that. They just can't stop making songs, Spray Paint. They played the Unbleaking Ear CMJ Showcase, which was about a couple weeks ago. And thank you all who came to that. If I haven't said it before, all the bands who played, Nate for DJing, Pat Byrne for hosting, and everybody who showed up. It was a great success. Though if you ask the bands how much I paid them, they might disagree with you. But they made more than me, I'll tell you that much. So, I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, thank you, Spray Paint. Get their new record. It's fantastic. All right, that's it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you know, you can follow me on Twitter. Phone rings in the background, but I'm just going to ignore that for now. I don't know if you can hear that or not. It sounds like a pinball machine. Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Unbleaking Ear. Check out all the Unbleaking Ear releases, Unbleaking Ear records releases. You can go to umblickingearrecords.bandcamp.com, or you can check out our new website, umblickingearrecords.com, which will be updated very soon with some new news, including a new entry in our Single of the Month series, Song of the Month series, Office Supplies. Should be posting a new one next week from Swibs. And you would think I would close out our set today with that, but I am not. I'm going to close out this edition of the podcast with a new tune from Mike Pace and the Child Actors, another Serious Rockers alum. Mike Pace was in the Oxford Collapse. He released a terrific debut solo album this year called Best Boy, and he's got a new digital single which is called The Flood. We're going to hear the virtual B-side since there's no physical release. It's called Red Sauce Revisited. You can find that at thechildactors.bandcamp.com. It's a name your price download, so you can pay nothing for that if you so choose. Anyway, here's Mike Pace, The Child Actors. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Give me something I can understand. A whisper moment, hold it in my hands. Nights aglow, the moon hangs low, the glint is in the glass. Don't think there's any reason for goodbye. Back by popular demand, air is heavy with